Tera Ard, page Yud Beis, Lech Lecha, page Yud Beis, the end of the page. Last paragraph, 5 lines from the end of the page. The last thing that the Rebbe was explaining that in Chol, there's 2 levels. There's Chol Gomor, and then there's Chol and Shenasa, Kataris and Kedesh, the level of Chol Amayit. So it's Chol, but it's also Mayit. So he says that the whole Avodah of the Yid is the level of Shabbos, the 3 days before, 3 days after, and through the Avodah La'aseis, L'sakim, to fix, like he says, the legumes that you have to, that are bitter, you have to sweeten, and the level of Mila to remove the Masoch, and therefore Mila, he says, is Mal Yudkei. Mal means the level of speech, revelation, and then you bring down that level of Elokus all the way down here. And this revelation from above is the level, it's called Chashmal. Chashmal is a word in the Nevoah of Yecheskel, which means a Gilui of Elokus. Today, they use it in modern day Hebrew for electricity. But really, Chashmal is a very holy level of Elokus all the way up there. So he says, but Chashmal is 2 words, Chash and Mol. Chosh means silent, and Mol means to talk, like he just said. Itim HaShabbos. Dahainu Shalapam and Bechinas Helen. Sometimes this level is a level of concealment, like it says, Siogla Chochma Shtika. Defense of Chochma is silence. That means silence is a level of Chochma, because Chochma is too great to be revealed. Therefore, it's concealed. Itim Malalais. Sometimes you need to reveal it. The level of Dibur, the Gilu. Okay? So he says, that's the level, this level of Bris Mila, that he says, Mal Yudke, revealing the level of Yudke Vavke, removing the parser. He says, sometimes you have to have Chash, and sometimes Mal, which is the level of Chashmal. Sometimes there's a level of Shtika, meaning it can't be revealed yet, by the way, that's the level of Chochma, or for that matter, Machshava. And then you have the level of Dibur, which is Mol. And then he says another interpretation of Mol, Miloshin Vol Yeshiv Mimuli. He says, you're sitting opposite to me. Mol is a word mul, opposite, meaning Shupirish Negdi Klemet. Davashinira ki ilulanechach enoi. It's a revelation as if it's mamish opposite to me. Mol Yudke, in other words, means that the level of Yudke is opposite to me. It's so revealed, it's mamish in front of me. What is this in Aveda? Down here, it says, let us make man in our image. So the same thing, the Eibishter created the person with the Arla skin. It's covering the limb that, like we said, creates Puruvu. That's Mashpia. Shehu Bechinus Ram, which is the level of Ram, Hanistardus Lashem Elokeinu, which is the level of concealment, and then Nistardus Lashem Elokeinu Chub, Niglis Lanovanei Dei Hatmila, through the level of Mila, Nasen Niglis Lanovaneinu, it becomes revealed to us and our children, Shagili Ein Elo Bechinus Lavaneinu, which is the level of Heilada. When we say the Gilu is Lanu Ulvaneinu, to us and our children, that means it's a Gilu even to the next level. Not only to us, but it's also to the level of Vaneinu, the offshoots. And he says, L'chein kashen etesev ehei ba'avram. When the ehei was added to Avram, mikamakem le'neker ha'resh ba'avram. It's still, the resh is still there. In other words, what's interesting, Yaakov's name was changed completely. Yaakov became Yisrael. Sarai became Sarah. It's a change. But by Avram, it's the exact same name. It's still Avram, but there's a hay stuck in the middle. I mean, there is still the level of Ram, the level of Nistares, and Teisele Bechines Ram Zebegil, because hay is the level of speech. Hey Matzar Saped, the 5 formations of speech. Hey represents the level of Dibur. Yud represents Machshava, Hey represents Dibur. So what does it mean, the level of Mil Avram? When Avram had the Bris Mila, he added a Hey, meaning like this. It still was the level of Avram. It's still the level of Nistaris. But that level of Nistaris became Hey, meaning it became revealed through the level of Bris Mila. And that's why, now the Rebbe is answering the original question when the guy asked, if Hashem hates the Arla, why didn't he make her circumcised? Because Hashem, that's the avoid of the Jew. The avoid of the Jew is to, in Mila, Mal Yudke, meaning to reveal the level of Yudke from the hidden level, which is behind the Parsa, meaning it's concealed, and to reveal it. That's the avoid of the Jew.
Mal is a revealing.
Mal, it says, number one, circumcision. Mal is malala, it's speech, which is revealing. Mal yudke. And then he says, Mal is mimuli, opposite me. So through the Mila, he revealed the level of Elokus. Mal, the revelation is mimuli, mamish, in front of me. Not only to me, lanu vaneinu. That's a three-word definition of the word Mal.
Why yudke and not vavke?
No, because Yudke is the hidden levels. Hanistaris Hashem Elokeinu v'haniglis. So Vavhe represents the level of Elokus, which is revealed.
Yes.
Yudke Hanistaris Hashem Elokeinu. That's the level of Yudke. There's still the level of Seichel. It doesn't come into Hilada Midas, which is the revelation. Seichel itself is concealed. Therefore, Seichel shows no emotions, b'chal. There's no revelation in Seichel. Midas is revealed. The guy's dancing, happy, sad, depressed, whatever it may be. So that level is the level of Gilui. Like it said, Hanistaris Hashem Elokeinu, V'haniglis, Vavhei Niglis. The level of Vavhei is the level of Niglis. Therefore, Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya good that comes down in the form of bad, meaning it's concealed good, is the level of Yudke. Revealed good is the level of Vavke. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe explains you shouldn't get depressed when something seemingly bad happens to you, because it's really a higher level of good than the good is. The good is only from Vavhei. And this is from Yudke. That's the whole level of Mila. And he said, Amilu Gilui. And then he said, Amatzach Amavil Ben Kedish Lochel Di Yisrael Chul Nasal Tarsa Kedish, which is a primary Avdolah. He says, Ki B'Shiva Havdolis Lahavdol Ben Tomei, He said, there's really, Ben Atom El Atod, you say, Amavdu Ben Kerish Lochol, Ben Olochesh, Ben Yisrael, Amin Sheshit Miyamaisa. Right? Ben Yemesh Vishay Miyamaisa. That's four. There's really seven Havdolis. There's a level of Ben Tom El Atod and all that. But we don't say it because, Kimiach Shem Avin Havdolis Ben Kerish Lochol. Okay. Okay, let's just do with the, on page, okay, that's the end of this mimer. On page Gimel, second column, is a very one short paragraph mimer of Sara Ishtacha. Okay, so the Pasuk says, when Hashem changed the name, so the Alter Rebbe explains, the name of Avram, the same name, still Avram, there's still Nistares, Ram, exalted, but it's with the letter Hey, it becomes revealed. Now he says, Sarai Ishtacha, Lysikra Shema Sarai, Ki Sarai Shema. Hashem said to Avram, basically, Sarai Taka can't have children. But her name is Sarah, so now she'll be able to have children. So in other words, the Alter Rebbe is going to ask, L'cheira, that means the hay is causing the birth. Sarai with the yud can't, and now with the hay you could. So he says, in Eshine Hashem Shal Sarah, is Lias La Bechina Seilada. Okay, the purpose of changing Sarah's name is to give birth. Like the Medrash says, Sarai leitelid. Hashem said, Sarai can't give birth, but Sarai could. Yud is higher than hey. Yud is chokhmah, hey is bina. So if yud couldn't do it, how could hey do it? Yud is higher than hey. Ki yud is chokhmah, hey is bina. Ebenei, then it's known, ki ikir heladim luchin is chokhmah. Primary level of birth comes from the level of chokhmah, visha chokhmah nika ayin. In other words, birth is really yeshmiayim. Take a seed, the seed of the father, and all of a sudden comes out a big kid. So look, it's not real yeshmiayim, because without the seed, without the sperm, you can't do it. But relatively speaking, the two mishalim of yeshmiayim in gashmius is planting a seed in the ground and childbirth. So now, yesh mi'ayin comes from chokhmah, because chokhmah ma'ayin timotze. Chokhmah comes from ayin. So what yesh mi'ayin? Chokhmah. Therefore, what could create a halada, birth, is the level of chokhmah. Bina is only yesh mi'yesh. Bina is taking the spark of chokhmah and elaborating on it. That's not yesh mi'ayin. So he says, ki'ika b'chin halada comes from chokhmah, because chokhmah is ayin v'chokhmah ayin timotze. Mashenkin bina is called yesh. Yesh mi yesh. Right?
So you should do it easier.
You should be able to. Yog is chachma. Yud is chachma. The level of halod is chachma. So he says, v'eich nepachu. Why over here is it reverse? Shali yesh lakeach halodo. In order for him to have the halodo, you take away the yud and you only give her a hay instead. Right, it's not like by Avraham Avinu they added a letter. Here they actually took a yud and made the yud into a hay. So in simple pshat, they took the yud from Sarai and made two hays out of it. One hay went to Avraham, and one hay went to Sarah. So nothing was missing, so to speak.
In Gematria,
they took the yud. And then they made the yud into two hays. They had change. They gave change for the yud to make it into two hays. And then the yud came with a complaint, you know, the famous medrash. So the medrash says that the yud came with a taina. Well, you just made me disappear. Hashem said to him, now you're the last letter of a woman. I'm going to make you Yeshua. You're going to be the first letter of Yeshua. So the yud was a piece.
Can we say that yud is said?
Huh?
Yud is concealment.
One second. But the question is, L'chayri Yud is Hayloda more than Hay. So how come Yud couldn't do it and Hay doesn't? One second. V'inyin ki Avram v'sara the level of Chochme Ilah v'chochme tato sheshere shavram is Chochme v'atzilis. Okay? So he says like this. Avram and Sara is higher level of chokhmah and lower level of chokhmah. Binei lemay lekachu amida. Mida ikere lom. The mida is the primary level of birth. It's mitzias heilad chadasho aydei tzimtzim dafke. In order to give birth, you need to have tzimtzim. Because if the thing is revealed as is, meaning, if seichel is revealed as is, or you're going to have the seichel. In order to create midas from seichel, you need to have a tzimtzum. Otherwise, you can have again the same gilui of chokhmah. Tzimtzum diem avayim oyo einsov mispashit. Kamei shu b'chin yasein sov. Because if elokus would be infinite. Lohoya ef sheli yeshu misavis mitzias klal. You couldn't have, with an infinite revelation, you can't have the level of gilui, because it only be believable. I feel like they rebuild the vavis and stauschus, because even through tens and thousands. In other words, take infinite, cut it in half, and again in half, and again in half, and it's still infinite. There's no thing as half of infinite. So, ki gishmei kenu ein sof lishpastusa. Mashen ken lamata b'chinesado lehepech mamish. But down here, it's the opposite. Meaning, Shema'ah Yar Mitzamsem, if the R would be limited, Hoyachesh Ve'alim Ve'hesti Gomor. Now, the Rebbe is saying like this. There's an interesting thing. From above's perspective, it's infinite, yeah? If it's revealing infinite, then you're only going to have infinite. You're not going to have a gilui, you know, in a limited form. From our perspective, which is down here, it has, in order to get something, you need to reveal it. In other words, from Malukus's perspective, in order to reveal it, you need to limit it. It's intimate. Down here, in order to get anything, you need to reveal it. Just two opposite perspectives. It's like, Lembaila is Ayin Miyesh. Down here is Yesh Miyayin. Same thing, if you think about it, from Malukus' perspective, when it's infinite, revelation, it has to limit itself to be able to reveal to world. But if it's only limitation, then world doesn't get anything. It's still Cheshech. So from my perspective, it needs to be a Gilui. So he says, if the light would be totally mitzumtzum, hoyecheshech ve'alim hester gamor, and therefore ve'iker is savas hametzias, who aydei b'chinas is pashtes v'archove dafka. Okay, and like he says, k'neida b'inyan t'munas beiz ahein, like it says in the picture of the two hays, because the milui of hay, when we learned there's a milui, when you write out aleph, it's aleph lamed pei. Beis is beis itself. So hay could be hay 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 yud hay hay aleph. So he says, mash in the states of Avraham, hay Avraham ain't a milut. That hay of Avraham that was added to him cannot give birth. Why? Because Avraham was chachmi law. Okay? In other words, hay is revealing. The hay of Avram, infinite, cannot give birth to something limited. Can't give birth to Midas, which is limited. You don't need that level. In other words, from Sarah's perspective, you need to have the gilui of hay to be able to give birth to Yitzchak. From Avram's level, in Kedusha, all you need is the same infinite. Anyway, bottom line is that even though Yud is higher than hay, and hay lada comes from the level of Yud, but that's Momaila Lamata. Yud is infinite. It's just a Nukuda. There's no width, depth, length. It's no form yet. It's Bli Gvul. But Sarah, because she's level Chochma Tata, the lower level Chomina, Chochma and Bria and world, so over there she needed the hay to have the Gilui of Elokus to create Yitzchak.
Everything is Milamata Lamata.
And Mumata Lamaila.
So hay is a lower level?
There's two hays. Hey, hey. There's the hidden hay.
And the revealed
hay. The revealed hay. When you look at the letter hay, all you see is the one hay, the revealed hay.
Yes.
Like it says in Chassidus, the milui of the letter, like Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei, the gilui of the letter is Aleph. The hester, the concealment of the letter is Lamed Pei. When you have hay, hay, so the hay, the first hay is what's begilui. The second hay is benista.
Which one's higher, the second one?
The second one's higher because it's nista. But that's the level of Avram, the hay of Avram. Because it's Avram, it's still chokhmah stima, it's still hidden, it's still Ram. But by Sada, which is the gilui, over there you need to make the hay. So the in gilui, hay is the hay lada. And that's why the woman gives birth, not the man. L'cheira, we know, man is chachma bina, yeah? Yud, hey. In Hebrew, Lashon Kedish, yud is masculine, and hey is feminine. Yeah? So l'cheira, based on what Al-Tareb is saying over here, the halakha comes from yud, So why do men should be giving birth? Men are yud.
Yes.
The women are hey. Chacham and bina. Right? So l'chayda, the men should be giving birth. If keich aladu comes from the yud, so why aren't the men giving? Because down here, the hey gives birth. The yud, mumayla, is not giving birth. It's infinite. It can't be limited.
In Bria, the hey works.
The hey works. And therefore, in Sarah's level, it's not.
It's
Abram's
level.
Yeah?
It's Abram's level.
Okay. One more Maimi, which is the Maimi, they say, the Bris Mila. We learned it. But there's a very cute Maimar, Malachasa. Okay, let's end this last moment. The end of the parashah says, in the essence of this day, Avram Avinu circumcised. Well, Nimol Avram means what became circumcised. Nimol in Hebrew is passive. Vayamol Avram is active. Nimol means he became circumcised. So he says, Lahavin Akush Yishinizke B'Sfarim, to understand the question asking all Sfarim, why didn't Avram Avinu give himself a bris before he did? Shekiyim kol ha'Torah kula shlei nitna. He kept the whole Torah even before it was given. Afil eruv tafshilin. Even eruv tafshilin. Interesting. You know the whole story of the Malachim in next week's parsha that he gave meat and milk together. So it says. From there we see that, so Daskei Malatesa says that he gave meat and milk together contradicts this medrash that says Avram kept the whole Torah. Because Daskei Malatesa in Vayera over there says that, what does it mean, Afilo Erev Tafshilin? Simply it means, you know, the Erev Tafshilin, you do before Yom Tov, when it's Shabbos over there, yeah? He says Erev Tafshilin means the mixing of meat and milk together. Eruv Tafshila means the mixing of the foods. So if the Medrash, this Medrash that he quotes now, says Avram Avinu kept even Eruv Tafshila, that means he even kept milk and flay shakes, that contradicts the Medrash that says Avram Avinu gave him meat and milk. Okay, so the answer is that he gave him first the milk and then the meat, like the Pasuk says the order. But they're going to Taisis in Chumash, asking Malatesis, it said no, it's actually the machlekes of Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah now. But here the Alter Rebbe is bringing down the famous question, if Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah before it was given, why didn't he do a bris milah before? But he waited until 99 years old. He says, Lahav and Zed, to understand this, why he didn't do a bris earlier, Tzarech Lahav and Tchila Inyan Amilah. We need to understand first the level of what Mila is all about. He makes it, it says in the Pasuk, Lei b'shamayim hi. Torah is not in heaven, lemer. Mi yala lanu ha-shamayimam. Torah is not in heaven that you'd say, who is going to go up to the heavens, you know, to get the Torah? So it says, Mi yala lanu ha-shamayimam. Rosh HaTevis Mila. Is there actually the Rosh HaTevis of Mila? And the last letters are Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay? Mi, Yale, Lanu Hashemayma. So, Mi, Mem, Yale, Lanu Hashemayma is Mila. And the last letters is Mi, end with a Yud, Yale with a Hey, Lanu Vav, and Hashemayma with a Hey. So, Mila is Rosh HaTevis, and Yud Kei Vav Kei are the end letters. Now, we know that the beginning letters are higher than the last letters. So Rosh HaTevis at the beginning is greater than the Sof HaTevis, because head is higher than end. That means Mila is even higher than the level of Yud Kei Vav Kei.
The end is higher.
No. What? No, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. No, it's not.
The end ones are the higher ones.
No, that's the concealed ones.
Right.
But that's the milui. Here we're talking about the end letters. Milui is like Aleph is Lamed Pei. But here we're talking about the beginning letters versus the last letters.
Morning.
See, so Mi Yalla Lana Hashemayim, who's going to go up to heaven to wake people up from their sleep? So that's what happened. Okay. Vinyan, the Inyan is like this. The Enix, if it says in the Pasik, O Maltem is Erlas Levavcha. You should circumcise the Erl of your heart. Oksiv, in another part, which means you should do it. And another Pasik says, O Mal Hashem Lakachas Levavcha, Hashem will circumcise. So the question is, who's doing the bris? You or Hashem? One Pasik says, O Maltem is Erlas Levavcha, you should circumcise your heart. Another Pasik says, Umal Hashem alakachas levavcha. Hashem is going to do it. So what does it mean? Upirish obviously sheyesh beis bechinas mila. There's two levels of mila. Ha'achas momata lamaila. One is our avodah momata lamaila that we do the bris and our heart. Shetzichim anu la molasar lasalev. We have to circumcise the arla of the heart when you're not tshuva, which is a level of tshuva. Kameshu kosu. You have to return to Hashem. The key of Torah mitzvahs, Vamir Azalei Chazal say, Im Yisrael Eisen Tshuva Nigolim, if he didn't do Tshuva, they're going to be redeemed. Im Lav Ein Nigolim. It's interesting, we have time, but there's a very, Chassidus Rebbe had many memorim asked this question, that L'cheira is a contradiction. We know the machlekes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, if everything happened in Tishrei, or you know, what the world would create Tishrei Elu, I mean Nisan, with all his born Tishrei Nisan, all these arguments. So one opinion says Benisan Nigalu or Benisan Asid Nigoyel, Mashiach's coming in Nisan. Another opinion says no, Mashiach's coming in Tishrei. So what's the halacha l'prayel? He paskin Benisan Nigalu or Benisan Asid Nigoyel. Right? It's level in this. So the Rebbe asks, many Maimonim, but he says, Yisrael Eis in Shuvah, this Medrash. Like it says, if the Eden do Shuvah, they're going to be redeemed, if not, Yisrael Eis in Shuvah, Umiyad Hei Nigolin. So the question is, that's Tishrei. So if Mashiach's coming is dependent on Shuvah, Mashiach should be coming in Tishrei. And yet we're saying, no, Mashiach's coming in Nisan, but it still has to be through tshuva. So which one is it? Nisan or Tishrei? So the Rebbe explains another contradiction, because really Mashiach's coming in Nisan. The koyach of doing tshuva comes from Nisan. The koyach of tshuva comes from Megillah Memaila. What wakes up the Jew out of the clear blue to do tshuva? That's the Megillah Memaila. So it's not a contradiction. The Mashiach's actually going to come in Nisan. But and it has to be through tshuva. But who's giving the koyach to do tshuva? That's the level of nisan.